And because you're children of the Most High God, you have rights and privilege here on this earth because you are in the family of God. So he said, the God of this world has blinded the mind of them that believe not. And this is why we are here tonight. And this is why we preach. And Jesus said, and we said this before, and Jesus said it, and it bears repeating, in the Great Commission, he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Notice, go in all the world, preach the gospel, so their eyes can be opened. And so once you know who you are, then you can join up with God. God, now watch this, God couldn't just, when Adam sinned and allowed Satan to take over, to come in this earth realm, and he became the God of this world, God couldn't just move in and destroy Satan, because Satan would have accused God of doing the same thing he did. See, he came in here illegal. Notice, Satan didn't come in this earth legally. He came in here illegal. Jesus came in here like the rest of us. He was born into it. That's the only way you were supposed, we, the people that live here, the creatures that live here, were supposed to be born into this earth realm. And Satan didn't get in here that way. He came in here through deception. He lied and he deceived Eve and he got into this earth realm. But Jesus came in and God didn't do that. He came in this earth realm the right way. So, but God in his wisdom brought forth a second Adam. Aren't you glad? Because see, Satan thought he had all this wrapped up. And when Satan could not, and whom Satan could not touch, and he redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. Now, authority has been restored to us through Jesus Christ. And when we ask God, he can move. I'll say it again. When we ask God, he can move. Now listen to this scripture. 1 John 5:14-15. This is 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, what shall we ask? We know that we have the petition that we desire of him. And this prayer assures us, guarantees us an answer when we pray. I say it again. What happened? The thing we want to do, now notice what it says. I read it again. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, how? According to his will. You say, how do I know his will? Well, his will, his word is his will. And all you have to know is his word. Did he promise that to you in his word? If you can find it in the word, that's his will. Is it God's will that you be healed? Well, what did the word say about it? 1 Peter 2:24 said, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on a tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. That's God's will. In the mind of God, you already been healed. When Jesus was raised from the dead, your healing was purchased, just like your salvation. There are many people, and when I say salvation, I mean the new birth. There are many people walking around on the earth. They've never accepted Jesus, but it's available to them. It's available to them. And if they turn and acknowledge and confess, according to Romans 10:9-10, and believe in their hearts, confess with their mouth and believe with the heart, the Bible says you'll be saved. Same thing. It's God's will to save. It's God's will to heal. So he said, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. He hears us. He hears us. And his will to save, his will to heal, hallelujah, his will to prosper, his will to keep, protect, and we can go on and on. And 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, all the promises in him is yes and amen. You might hear someone say this about prayer. God says sometime yes, sometime wait, sometime no, and sometime wait. You can't find that in the scripture because the scripture said everything God promised is his will in Christ Jesus is yes and amen. You can't find a no and you can't find a wait. It's yes and amen. And so he said here, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And so that means you have to know his will. You have to know what the word says about your need, that thing you need, whether it be finance, whether it be health, whether it be understanding the scripture, whether it be a job situation or where you should live in this city or move to that state or move to what he wants you to do in ministry or life or whatever. Once you find out what his will is, you find it out, then you can ask God according to his word, what he promised, and he'll do it.